Welcome to the Vamos podcast. With me here today is Sonja Venho, Business Director at EV Mobile. Welcome, Sonja.
Thank you.
So tell us, what does EV Mobile do and why do you do what you do?
So at EV Mobile, we offer decentralized energy solutions and charging services, especially for heavy fleets. So in our solutions, we always have a battery within the charger equipment. And that is giving us multiple advantages. That is, first of all, buffering energy. So we need actually less from the power grid to produce higher charging. So that is quite helpful in quite many locations where it's actually quite hard to get even high power grid connections. And of course, more expensive as well. So kind of through the battery, we can buffer energy and store it in the meanwhile. And when then the heavy fleet, let's say a bus or a truck that has only 50 to 45 minutes time to charge, comes to the charger, then we can give out more than 300 kilowatts to charge that fleet. And the other advantage is that we can optimize the energy price through this battery. So we can charge the battery when the energy from the grid is affordable. And then that, of course, goes then beyond to the vehicle. So we can optimize the energy price or charging energy price through this way. So why we do this is that we know that electrifying is a very high investment field. So first you need to investment in the fleet, and that is more expensive than the traditional diesel trucks or buses. But then you would also need to invest in the charging equipment. So in our model, we have wanted to take the investment to the charging network, and we are offering the chargers as a service for our customers. So this way, they can focus on electrifying the fleet, and we provide affordable charging at the location. And that is critical for the business, for the logistics companies, that they get the charging power at a lower price because they have kind of calculated the investment on a lower operational cost. So the problem today is that there is lack of public charging network for heavy fleets in Finland in general, but also the energy price tends to be quite high in those public charging networks. And there are reasons for that, of course. But we see that for a logistics company, it's quite critical to get an affordable price for the energy to be able to pay back the investment for the fleet. So through our battery solution, we can optimize the energy price so that they can charge the fleet at affordable rates. And this way, kind of maintain a healthy business case for the electric fleet.
What is the most influential megatrend you keep an eye on and why?
The most important megatrend is, of course, the electrification of transport and especially heavy fleets. And that is a big trend we see that is coming any day. So I think it's more the question of when and how, because electrifying actually needs a lot of investments. So I think that has been the big question over many years already. Who will do the investments and how do you get paid back for those investments? Because in, let's say, in a logistics chain, you have many players. Mm. There's the one who provides the terminals, the kind of infrastructure. Then there are the fleet operators. Then there's somebody who actually orders the delivery. And then there is the end user. And there can be many more. So there's always a question, who will invest and how do you get paid back for that investment?
So if you look at the situation globally, where do you see the spearhead of this change happening?
Yeah, that is a tough question. Since everybody wants to get emissions down and electrify, but then there's always the question, who will do that?
Yes.
And how? And that is how our company was also born, because we want to tackle this question, especially when we come to the investment part. Because let's say logistics company, they when they want to and they need to electrify their fleet, that is a big investment. It's a much more expensive fleet for electric vehicles than the normal diesel ones. But on top of the vehicles and fleet, you should also invest in charging infrastructure.
Mm.
So that's kind of double investment. So in our model, we have decided to take that investment. So we are actually investing in our charging network and we offer it as a service for the users who then need to charge their fleets.
That's an excellent business choice. Do you have a lot of competition?
Yeah, well, there are different models on how to kind of carry the investment. But so far, we have quite a unique approach to this. So in our business model, we always have a battery within the charging equipment. So that is so-called battery buffered charger. And that gives us multiple advantages, actually, because first of all, in practice, the battery can store energy. So we actually need lower grid power to store energy within the battery. And when then the heavy vehicle, bus or truck comes to charge, we can actually give out very high power charging, a higher power than would come directly from the grid. So the battery is buffering the energy and enabling high power charging from lower grid. And this, of course, saves then expenses from the grid. And actually, it's not so easy to even get a high power grid network in many locations. It's either hard to get or it can take many months.
How did you end up doing this sort of business?
Yes, that's a good question. So we found out that there are still obstacles on the way, especially for electric and heavy fleets. So we know that the electrification of private cars, that has gone up very fast in the recent years. But the more pressure we have actually in heavy vehicles, because they produce more emission. And they are also maybe more challenging. Buses and trucks, they need to move when they need to, and they have tight schedules. So it's quite different to charge a vehicle than to fuel it. Charging needs more time, and it's specified in one location. So we need to kind of rethink how to charge these vehicles, but also let them actually produce the transport that they need to and what they have done before. And actually, in the case of electric fleets, the investment is higher. So it's even more critical to be able to optimize their usage. So they need to be producing transport and being in active traffic more time than maybe the older trucks, because they need to be utilized fully.
So where do you see the business heading in the next 5 to 10 years?
So we see that electrification will continue for sure and also expand to new industries. Especially I'm looking forward to the construction sites and electrification of the also heavier construction machines. And actually, we already have a solution for that. So we have the fully movable charging solution, which is actually a van that has a battery inside it and that can actually come to any location to charge. So I see that there are already solutions for electrifying more, and I hope that we have the courage to start using these solutions and electrify fleets, even though traditionally they have felt quite difficult to electrify. And now I'm especially talking about heavier vehicles and construction machines. But that will be the future. And now it's a question how and when to go there.
What do you think is the obstacle? Is it like attitudes or is it like...
I think it's actually lack of knowledge. So we definitely need to collaborate more and just speak out loud that we have these solutions. And of course, quite often people want to see somebody else try first.
Yes.
So we need the first movers trying out electric work machines and charging solutions, and then the others will follow.
What is the most important factor that keeps your business afloat? Is it value, practice, cultural factor? What's unique to you?
Yeah, well, unique for us is the, well, many things, I would say, but especially now the battery solution, which is then balancing the kind of shortages in the power grid. And because our batteries can then kind of stabilize the power grid when needed. And this is needed also in the future. There will be more renewable energy that puts pressure on the power grid. And the batteries, decentralized batteries, can kind of balance this overcapacity, the network, and also the high need at specific times.
This is basically where you are right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you for being my guest today.
Learn more at VamosEcosystem.fi.